Hello, my name is Jamie Spires, and I'm with Nick Alakly from Kodiak. What was the name of the town you're from?
Akiak.
And we're here today to do an interview and just talk about things that he remembers from his past, and just have a nice interview. I was talking with the girl Louise from England, and she told me that you guys had talked about music, and so I wanted to know more about that because I thought that was pretty cool. She said that you had made instruments, and you also mentioned in class that you played accordion and guitar.
Yeah, that's what we used to do. We used to practice instruments all the time, guitar and accordion. That's how we learned. We learned it just by ear. Listen to music and then start playing accordion. I don't know how to read notes on it. But it takes a lot of practice, once you learn the song, just keep practicing.
Yeah.
After you learn that, then you get comfortable with accordion, then you can pick up anything seem like. Guitar, I'm not too good at that. I just strum it, not pick it.
Yeah.
And they used to make bass with those tubs, wash tubs.
Oh.
Put a piece of wood, put a string right in the middle of the tub.
Yeah.
Hear that boom boom.
Did you play that too?
Oh yeah, anybody can play it. They used to, when I play accordion, they used to, somebody would play spoons. Some more random, they'd go all over.
Yeah. I've always wanted to know how to do that. This is what I was. Do you put them like this?
No.
Just regular?
No.
Oh. Back to back. They're good. Okay, so you put your finger in between the two.
Yeah.
That. Just go in here. Mm-hmm. I might be able to do that. I guess I always
you
thought
just,
that.
You follow the music.
Yeah. Cool.
But your parents might catch you agree doing that. Some of them get pretty good at it. Like you get the calluses in there.
Yeah.
For the pastime was, what we used to do. A lot of the boys used to know how to play accordion, guitar, and some of them really know how to pick.
Yeah.
A couple of them, they're passed on now. They were my friends. And they could play like Chet Atkins.
Oh.
They were good at it.
So were you in a band, or did you just get together now and then?
Just get together. Have one, have nothing to do, just get together and play.
Yeah. Did you play for events and have dances?
Yeah, I used to play for dances in Old Harbor before they got jukebox and
stuff. Oh.
That's all they used to for accordion and guitar.
Yeah.
For dances. In our house now, Akiak, we had a big house, but we used to live in that one quarter, one section of the house. All the rest of there, they used to dance in there all the time.
So what kind of music did you play?
Okay, Western.
Western?
Yeah.
Kind of Western swingy kind of?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jitterbug.
Oh, fun. So what's your favorite kind of, is that your favorite kind of music?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Western and rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Your favorite Western is Hank Williams, a long time ago.
Yeah.
And rock and roll, Elvis was my,
My dad loves Elvis.
I mean, you can't find anybody that have that voice.
No. He was really special.
Nobody ever will beat that guy.
No.
I think they will have. I like William Jennings.
Mm-hmm.
Had a good beat. I mean, that's the kind of music we used to like practice and have nice beat.
Yeah.
Hear them and try them. In fact, a couple of years ago, I know she played piano. I could play accordion, but can't I play piano? So when I was working senior center, they had a piano there. So I started practicing. I caught on right away.
Oh, you did?
Sometimes I think of a song, I just go there and play it. I'm looking to play mandolin, but I never got that good. There's a lot of people that used to play instruments all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a lot of spare time practicing every day. And there are some people that used to play banjo.
Banjo, yeah. So old timey, folky music, yeah. Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Do people have bands or kind of get together and play music anymore?
No. It's all lost. Nobody should get lost interest. Nobody seemed to want to learn accordion.
Do any of your kids play instruments?
No. I know my son, my youngest son can learn right away because he was interested in piano. Sometimes I'd like to get him up, all the stuff he could learn right away.
Yeah.
Because he listened to me all the time. It's only take a good year to learn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it takes practice. You have to do it every day.
It's like now I've got to kind of play a chord and I'll probably be all mixed up because I'm out of practice.
Yeah. Do your kids know that you play music? Did you play for them some?
Yeah, they know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when my oldest son went to home in Seattle, there's a place where like a museum for Western art singers.
Those
old accordions, old guitars, they were all around there. And they had where you can go in and you can, there's an organ there. You can play guitar, you can play.
Hmm.
But they're playing that organ. And my son was surprised. I didn't know that.
Oh. Do you have your own accordion?
Yeah, I got a small one.
Yeah.
I'd like to get a better one. The accordion I got now, I don't like this too
high. Oh.
No, I like kind of bass like, you know. That's what I'm used to.
Did you ever think about trying to inspire your kids to use that ever? Or
no.
Start it, you know?
No?
Huh.
Well, if I had the instrument, I thought it would, you know, but they don't have it. They're too expensive.
Oh, really, they are.
Accordion, you know, a guitar, I can tune it with a bass, or accordion bass, and I can tune a guitar.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the people that try, they're an accordion, they all have a hard time playing the bass, and the left.
The left, yeah. It looks, and no, it's really complicated. I've tried it before, and I didn't know what was happening. I'll get you some coffee here.
No, oh, cup right there.
This, up here?
No, right there, right there.
Oh, right there. Do you like a little bit of sugar?
Yeah.
I remember you said that. So in class the other day, you were talking about some stories and old legends and stuff, and I'm really interested in that too, about the little people and you know, the, I guess the Sasquatch type of things, you know. So, can you remember any other stories, or, I guess you've probably talked about this with other people, but I want to hear it too. Ulrich?
Ulrich.
Uh-huh.
He was interesting to have him talk about it. He told me about his. He's got a lot of this going.
Yeah.
I told him about this. There's a long time ago I used to hear this story all the time. There's just this one guy named David Peterson, and they were over, trapping over in the Red River. And they had two cabins. He stayed in one cabin, the guy stayed in the other. That time after they checked the trap, they were right there, he could go to bed and drink tea and eat bread. And he heard a knock, so he opened the door. He was this little guy, and he was all white. His hair, everything was white. He came in, so he offered him tea and bread. He took the tea, but he wouldn't eat the bread. So he said there's something wrong about this guy. At night, when they went to bed.
Oh.
So they, after they got done, he told me to stay on the other side, very late. I don't think he had his gun by him, because he didn't trust him.
Yeah.
Peeking at him, I guess. The guy got up, supposed to be a guy. Go by the stove where there's wood, and probably try to put plugs in or something. So he got up and shot him out. He got scared, and he ran over to his other friend, out of cabin. And he got assistant, you know, when I shot a man, and he they're scared to go over there. They didn't go till morning.
Oh.
They went over there in the morning. They got a man over. When they got in there, they didn't see him. They didn't see a man. There's a weasel.
Oh. No way.
Mm-hmm. That guy turned into a weasel.
Oh my gosh.
So it must have been because they never found no man.
Mm-hmm.
The weasel was shot up.
Yeah.
And when I went to dig a ball in it, of course, then they had books, you know. There's a book named Jamai. There's all kind of different stories in there. So I started reading it. There's one part, I know this guy named Otsu Benamaro. I started reading that. And here's the story I used to hear.
Oh.
Same thing.
Oh.
But he's the one that goes sleeping. He's telling the story.
Uh-huh.
It's in that book. That kind of was going to bring it. I should have bought it.
Yeah, that would have been good.
It's the way I heard it.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I was surprised.
And so, you said that a lot of people see the hairy men or the...
Yeah, they call them a hula.
The hula?
Yeah, a hula.
Ahula. And so, yeah, I guess I was wondering if they're always scary. Like, has there been incidences where they're not, where the people aren't scared, or?
No, just they can't even bother. Mm-hmm. Bother. Stealing striped fish.
Have they ever, like, taken little kids, or has anything like that ever happened?
No.
No.
A man coming to the house one time, my house.
Mm-hmm.
Why he picked my house, my dad's house. Because my dad and the other guy, the other three of us, had knocked on the door. But he didn't have fur. It was all covered like a gunny sack.
Uh-huh.
And like fur that real dark brown.
Yeah.
But he's shaped like a man. He didn't do nothing, he just kind of shake hands. My dad slapped him away.
Oh.
And then my dad escorted it out to the door, and you know, he struggled. But when he went out to moonlight, he got outside and then he see him walking.
Mm-hmm.
He went up the hill. He watched until he can't see him anymore. I don't know. Sometimes I wonder where he was. I mean, I can never forget.
Yeah. And, like, how did your dad know what to do, too?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think he didn't shake his hand?
I don't know. He knew there was something wrong.
Yeah.
Something wasn't right.
I wonder what would have happened if he did, and if he would have stayed there.
I don't know. I don't even know. I was scared, that's all.
You were?
I told that story a lot of times, but some people don't believe me. If I didn't see it myself, I wouldn't believe it either.
Yeah.
But I did. You know what it means? Ahulak is Ahulak. It means runaway.
Runaway?
Runaway person.
Oh.
And turn to after a while, you don't have to be out in the woods. And then you get supernatural power.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to be called out with that. I heard a lot of stories about them. Whole time I used to tell them. He said, you can't kill him with that gun, regular gun. He said, you won't fire. Only thing is to have to make a special bullet made out of brass.
Uh-huh.
It had to be a cross in the end. Only thing that could kill him. Similar story from Perry. One guy wrote an article someplace, okay, I read it. Right now, same thing that happened to him, what happened to us in Korea. Exactly the same.
With the guy coming to your door. Mm-hmm. Oh, I wonder if it was the same guy.
I don't know, baby.
And did he make him leave too?
Yeah, he did. All he knew was a whole lot, that's all.
Yeah.
So I was surprised they had the same kind of stuff in other places, you know, to see stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I believed it. About the grease of those kind of hard to believe, you know. They couldn't find a man, they got activated. The man turned to a weasel.
Yeah.
He was a weasel all the time. That's why he was all quite on.
Uh-huh. I still wonder why it didn't eat the bread.
Holy bread, you know, holy God's flesh.
Mm. Yeah. And so your dad saw little people too, right?
Uh-huh.
Have you ever seen?
No.
Seen them?
Seen the certain people. My dad did. One time I was coming up from my friend's right down the road from my dad, from our house right there, by the road. And he must have been outside, he'll come out, you know, he used to go outside and check out, see how the weather's going to be. I was just coming up. He told me, did you see them? Now he told me, you see them little people? I said, no, but they're going to hit them. I didn't see them.
Huh.
I saw them, and said, they went over, they walked over the other side. There was an empty house, old house. They went in there and never came out.
Huh. Did he describe them? Or?
I don't know. All he said was small people.
With the other two elders, they talked about stories similar to this and how pretty much all Native cultures have stories similar, and that they believe that when the world becomes thin, or when the time is right, the spiritual beings, these beings, will show themselves more and more to people.
Yeah.
Have you heard something like that?
Mm-hmm. See, now you're gonna hear nothing about stuff like that. Before, you know. They used to hunt all the time, and they used to have some kind of encounter all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But now nobody goes hunting all over. Mm-hmm. It's hard to experience stuff like that. I always wondered.
Do you want to see him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too. Unless you haven't come to it. One more thing.
Yeah.
That way I can run after and touch him or something.
Yeah.
Then I believe. Like something might happen to me then.
Yeah, but I wonder. I don't know, this stuff really fascinates me. I believe that there's things like this out there.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like, I believe in fairies too, like there's stories of fairies in England and mm-hmm. places, you know, it's just a different type of story, but it's similar.
Yeah.
And I think it's really interesting that all over the world, people are kind of mm-hmm. saying the same things.
Like Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Nobody can really catch it.
Yeah.
So. And in land, I guess they get the supernatural power.
Mm-hmm.
And they make their mind, you know. You must get hungry because you're always steaming. Dried fish. Like the guy I was telling you about, the Walter Pennyman, he said they were trapping at the Hidden Land Bay. Every morning, they had to start breaking out. You know,
uh-huh.
Out of the cool, keeping cool. And there was a mission. They asked his brother, he seen tracks, and tracks go so far they disappear. The next day, by the time he had a slab of bacon, just last time he lost the whole works.
No.
And those tracks came.
Uh-huh.
Disappeared just like that. Yeah, I think that same story I was telling you about for the reason.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of wanted to bring it up now. When a girl, it was her grandpa that had that encounter. He got the book. And after I told her about it, she got the book and she got me one. But she never brought it. But they got that book in there. I thought that maybe travel.
There's ghost stories that I know from Talkeetna, but I don't remember any little people or stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It'd be interesting to learn more.
Yeah.
I bet there's some. So I also wanted to talk to you about bears. Like, you talked about bears in class, but you know, we always hear about these Kodiak bears, you know, like they're huge and they're everywhere, and I don't know, I guess I just wanted to hear about, like, I don't know, some scary stories or some more like, I guess, if the bears are troublesome and how you hunt them and anything, I guess.
But before you hunt bear, you have to go all the way to the mountain to look for them.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to figure out what the wind, which way the wind is going. Because once they smell you, they take off. You have to. You don't want to be behind the wind where nobody can smell it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big question. now they're all over.
Mm-hmm.
And it's scared of human.
Do a lot of interactions happen with people and bears now? Or more so than before?
Yeah. You can't, you're not supposed to kill them, but sometimes you have to.
Hmm.
You know, danger for the kids.
Yeah.
Especially if you're walking around the village. Even a Kodiak sometimes you can see. Not right downtown, but up in the Lauda, you know, the Lauda town.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one time my dad, you know, shot a bear and he rolled all the way down and he shot it and turned to roam up my sleep and I went to stick my arm and say it was hot. Just killed it. Boy, I was that scared. But I have to do it. I have to believe my dad all the time.
Yeah.
You tell me to take something out. I can't hold on. What it is. You call it an attitude. But I didn't find nothing. I just want to take my arm out of there. It's so hot. I told him. One time we're having discussions. Meetings, you know, all this language stuff. And I talked to them about it, you know, boy, they were really surprised.
Huh.
I never heard anything like that. I'm probably the only one that ever did that.
Huh.
And my dad said, after that, after you do that, you'll be scared of bears, but I'm still scared.
Yeah, they're pretty scary.
Someone got me. Last time was in 1996.
Mm.
I was in Canada in Alaskan Bay. We just needed to go home. We were stuck there at Stone Balls. We were tied up in the dock. In the morning I got up, I told my son that would come on. His phone goes up by the office outside. Airport and the booth. You know, while I talked to me, she told me, now there used to be a lot of fun, but there's a lot of bears in Carson Bay. And they watch out for the bears. I come out, there's no bear. And she kept talking to me, but didn't she do? Otherwise, if I went down right away, it could have been.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Face to face.
Yeah.
When I got out, it was about 6 feet from me. Walking.
Yeah.
So, looked back and saw me, you know, scared me to it.
Yeah.
And I ran a little bit. And I ran the other side. I ran the other way. We think it was awkward around the office building.
Yeah.
In the corner, she kind of see this place there. And he must have turned around and ran after me. Because I went to the other corner, I looked at her, looking around, kind of sniffing, trying to see where I went.
Mm-hmm.
And I outsmarted. So I thought I had it, but there's nobody around. My son was in the boat. I had two options. I could go way under the dock, you know, or too small for the bear to fall. Or I could make a run from the beach to the dock. So I decided to run for it. The beach, I jumped in the dock and ran to it. And there was a place where the bank could go over. And I ran all the way. I'm going to come to the end of the dock. I didn't look back. I just kept going. Even if running after me. I didn't want to see him. I guess he didn't see me running, but he went after me.
Yeah.
But he went after me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I always think about that. Because I am, there's a stairway up. There's a room up in the second floor. There's stairs going up there. I was going to go up there. So if I did, they could have trapped me.
Yeah.
They could have got me. Because there was no way I could have got away from it. I did not have to get up. Mm-hmm. Somewhere I have to go down. I'm trying to ask him, oh man, he got me as well. Shoot him, nobody would know.
Yeah.
Because he must have been on the boat, he didn't know nothing about it.
Did you tell him when you got back?
Yeah. Yeah, she didn't talk to me. I stayed up at home a few more minutes and a couple more minutes I could have had.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't meet up with him for these good things. See, the cannery was closed. Everybody called us a crew and went over there. Nobody there. And they saw the bear a lot of them. One trailer going wild and they were making dried fish and just taking all the dried fish. So they had to kill it.
Mm-hmm.
It was wild. There's a little piece walking around. Every time you kill it, you have to work to have it. Feed you from feed.
So you can't go hunt them anymore?
Oh yeah.
Oh, you can. Did you like the bear meat?
Yeah, all depends how you cook it.
Hmm.
And if you got bear steak, and that goes to the top end. When you smell it, you get a strong smell. We didn't mind it because you eat too much wild stuff before. Yeah. Sometimes I just do. Get the roaster, cut them up like steamed. Put them in the roaster and then cook them for a long time. Make a flour batter.
Mm-hmm.
Put curry.
Oh.
Get that wild taste out. Real good.
And so you don't cook them anymore? You don't go?
No, we don't. Huh. No, I don't put meat in the food anymore. Before you go eat anything, you know.
Do you ever miss it, or is it just
no.
A... No.
I don't think I could eat it anymore.
Huh.
Maybe if somebody cooked it, I didn't know I probably needed it.
Uh-huh.
But now, it got really strong smell. Tough meat. When you cook an oven, you cook for a long time, and you put curry in it, nice and tender.
Yeah. Huh. So what is your favorite, like, traditional food, I guess?
Fish.
Yeah.
Seal, I like seal.
Oh, yeah?
I like sea lion. Sea lion is better than sea lion.
Oh yeah?
Huh.
Is...
Sea lion is the... They're big, used to soak them. Just take them out and boil them. That was pretty good. The meat just come off the bone. She don't got strong taste to it. But you were used to it. Because of that, we used to fat.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't go out. Make strip of fat and put them in a jar, let them ferment a little bit, and eat them with boiled fish and dried fish.
Oh.
And we ate a lot of ducks. All kind of ducks. Saw border ducks.
Uh-huh.
Got them in a skiff. Somebody would be driving it, put them over, and throw a shotgun in the bow. When they're flying, you know, and that fork. You know, the skiff is fast, and then you could follow them and kind of catch them when they're coming down.
Uh-huh.
And shoot them and fall.
Mm-hmm. How would you cook the ducks?
Soup.
Soup.
Mm-hmm. That's all. Roast.
Uh-huh.
Mallard, we used to roast. Mallards are the best, better ones.
Mm.
All the time we used to get mallards is winter time. And it's really good.
Mm.
And we'll make a place where we watch for them. Right by the stream, because they need water.
Uh-huh.
When the lakes are frozen, look for a stream. And you could watch them, and then you could hear them coming.
Uh-huh.
And after they land, they can stand up and shoot.
Do you still get a lot of that kind of food?
Yeah.
You do? How do you like your fish? What's the best way?
Well, I like red salmon fried the best. And I like silverfish.
Yeah.
Silverfish. Well, I fried it. They're good too. But most of the time we bake them.
Baked, mm-hmm.
With tomatoes and onions and bacon.
I guess I'm kind of asking this because I'm wondering what to bring for the potluck. But also because I'm interested. Yeah, we've got red salmon. I've got a little bit of silver, but not very much. But we've got, they're not totally whole. They're gutted, and we've wrapped them up and froze them. So I could bring a whole red salmon, and maybe I'll bake it or fry it or something, maybe fry some and bake some or something.
It's like humpies. I like them boiled there. And boil humpies.
Uh-huh.
Boil the water first. After it boils, then put the fish in. I don't want to hear this. It's mush.
Uh-huh.
And it can't boil up too long. That's when you should put in the boiled water to cook right away. You don't have to cook them. But red salmon, when you first come in the spring, you have to cook them a long time.
Mm. Why is that?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to think. Why? Only in the spring, when you first come, that's when you basically say you have to cook them real good.
Mm.
Other time,
do you remember eating berries a lot, or do you still eat berries?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still, blackberries. uh-huh. cranberries. And sometimes we have a lot of salmon berries.
Yeah.
Some people freeze them for that.
Now, are your salmon berries kind of orange, or are they more red? Because people from the interior, like our last elder, Edith, the salmon berries, they call them salmon berries. They're really tiny little plants, and they're kind of yellow. But the salmon berries I know are from Valdez, and they're on a big plant, and they're big and red.
Mm-hmm.
And they're so good.
Yeah.
I love them.
Yeah, that's what you get down there.
They're like a great big huge raspberry.
Yeah.
They're just really big and juicy. Do you put seal oil with them?
Some people make it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now we just make it with milk.
Milk.
So you don't get constipated. You get constipated with them seeds before you let it out.
Oh.
But as you sit down there, you know, picking berries, don't eat them too much.
I've never heard that.
When you bring them home, you can put them in a cup and mash them up and put sugar and milk.
Yeah. Well, it's about time to stop here. It's already past 2, so I guess we'll end, and I'll tell you thank you for having an interview with me, and we'll see you later.
Okay.
All right.